Liturgical Day, Wednesday, the 17th in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. The one who finds it buries it again, and so happy is he that he goes and sells everything he has in order to buy that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a trader who is looking for fine pearls. Once he has found a pearl of exceptional quality, he goes away, sells everything he has, and buys it." Commentary by Father Enrique Casas from Barcelona, Catalonia. He goes and sells everything he has in order to buy that field. Today, Matthew places two parables about the kingdom of heaven for us to ponder over. The announcement of the kingdom is of essence in Jesus' preaching and in the hopes of the chosen people. But it is evident that the nature of this kingdom is not understood by the majority. The Sanhedrin, who condemned him to death, did not understand it, nor did Pontius Pilate or Herod, and initially not even his disciples understood it. We can find only in the good thief, hung in the cross along with him, the comprehension Jesus requests when he says, as we read in Luke, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Both had been accused as criminals and were about to die. But, because of an unknown reason, the good thief recognizes Jesus as the king of a kingdom that will come after that terrible death. It could only be a spiritual kingdom. In his first preaching, Jesus speaks of the kingdom as of a hidden treasure, the finding of which causes the finder a great joy and impels him to buy the field to be able to enjoy it forever. As we read in Matthew, "And so happy is he that he goes and sells everything he has in order to buy that field." But at the same time, to reach the kingdom, it is necessary to look for it with yearning and effort, to the point of selling all one may have. We read in Matthew, "Once he has found one of exceptional quality, he goes away, sells everything he has, and buys it." What is he referring to when he says, "Seek, and he who seeks finds"? I dare say he is referring to the pearls, and to the pearl. Pearl that, he who has given up everything and accepted to lose everything, acquires. The kingdom is peace, justice, and liberty. To reach it is, at the same time, a gift from God and a human responsibility. Faced with the greatness of this divine gift, we realize the imperfection and instability of our own efforts, quite often destroyed by our sins, our wars, and our malice that looks insurmountable. Nevertheless, we must have confidence, because what looks impossible for man is more than possible for God.